Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
With the footy grand finals on this weekend, don't forget to book your table at the Paparazzi restaurant. You can order actually the Mama Rosa pizza. Highly recommend it. Beautiful. Paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Bellissimo. Now, the 73rd Primetime Emmy Awards got underway yesterday in LA, hosted by Cedric the Entertainer. The Crown reigned supreme, winning 7 big awards, including Outstanding Drama, Best Lead Actor and Actress, Best Supporting Actor and Actress, Direction and Series. It was Olivia Colman's first Emmy portraying Queen Elizabeth in the hit Netflix series.
I'd have put money on that not happening. Don't know what to say. Thank you very much for this. This is amazing. And what a lovely end to the most extraordinary journey with this lovely family. I loved every second of it, and I can't wait to see what happens next.
Jason Sudeikis' feel-good Apple TV comedy Ted Lasso was nominated for a record-breaking 20 Emmys, took home 4, including Outstanding Comedy Series, Outstanding Supporting Actor and Actress, and Jason took out Outstanding Actor.
Yeah, heck of a year. I would say that, this show is about family, this show is about mentors and teachers, this show is about teammates. And I wouldn't be here without those three things in my life.
The Queen's Gambit took out 2 big gongs on the night, including Best Limited Series and Best Director. Anya Taylor-Joy was the hot favourite to take out the Best Actress for a role in the Netflix Limited Series. But it was Kate Winslet who pipped the win for her role in the criminal drama Mayor of Easttown.
Mayor of Easttown, it seemed to, it was this cultural moment, and it brought people together and gave them something to talk about other than a global pandemic. And I want to thank everyone for watching our show. Brad Inglesby, I can't believe this is happening. This is you. This is all you. You created a middle-aged, imperfect, flawed mother, and you made us all feel validated, quite honestly.
Fantastic series. If you haven't seen it, highly recommend it. In other news, Princess Beatrice has given birth to a baby girl with her husband, Eduardo. The royal family are over the moon, with Buckingham Palace releasing the official statement, but no name for the little princess has yet been released.
And Tom Hanks stars in an Apple TV original movie titled Finch, which focuses on one man's journey to find a home for his family, his beloved dog, and a newly created robot. In a dangerous and ravaged world, Finch premieres on Apple TV from November 5.
You think we'll make it?
Not without my team. We'd do this together. It all happened so fast.
There was a solar flare.
Goodbye, crops and food. Goodbye, everything.
So I did. Frightened and so alone. And I found you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.